like I said, we also need to keep those 300. It's not a matter of just getting 200 more. It's 500 total.
And 6-7 years ago, we had those higher numbers, correct, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Because we had the, was it a Hawker or somebody down there was doing charters, and, you know, one airplane that's going to fly every day or every other day would do it for us.
So. Who was that?
I don't know. You guys?
They're out of Virginia. Richmond.
Get ahead of Hawker, and you solve the problems. Okay? Yeah. You take off and land in Diaz.
500 next week. Yeah.
That'd be good for the county. The county gets all the body at a Hawker, and he'd be good. Solve your problem, solve his.
If you buy me a Hawker, then I'd just buy the gas, and he'd be money.
Yeah, the county buys the Hawker. We'll buy the gas here. Everybody's happy.
Buy the Hawker for $5 million.
Any other questions?
You got to do touch and goes, meet the 500, sell the thing, and make the $5 million back.
There you go.
And get your $5 million.
All right, we'll move.
Is there whoever was doing the charter service before, is there any chance of
that? That market is very, very weak. Everybody.
What a West Wing?
West Wing should be in position, but that market's starting to pick up. Talk to the guys at NetJets. Their business is starting to turn pretty strong.
They're buying airplanes.
Individual charter deal, it's still, those guys are struggling.
Because we do get a West Wing from Wilmington that comes in.
It's terrible today. Told me the economy picking up. I said the stock market was terrible today. Nobody.
Do
you think a West Wing
qualifies? I don't know. It seems like it might, but without running the numbers, I don't know.
That's all it comes.
This is kind of a spinoff, but what do we do as a county to entice the race traffic? Is that something that we need to be looking at more for economic development?
We have looked into that, too.
I hope these ones that complain about had some more.
And what we discovered was that when 9/11 hit and they couldn't land, they came. And since that time, they've just been drifting back to the path of least resistance, which is to be right there at Dover. So unless something happened at Dover, we don't really, you know, with the drive time and all that, we can't offer equal. I mean, if we offered some incentive or something, we could do it. But, you know, all things being equal.
Yeah, some sort of limousine service.
Well, you used to throw a heck of a party for them out there.
Yeah, we used to. We had the tent and the
catered dinners. When I started the party,
didn't keep them here.
People who used this airport more than the people that were racing. So I don't know if it dwindled down and it used to be like that or not. Yeah.
But do you think if the county started that back up again, do you think that it would attract NASCAR more planes?
Well, you got to get the transportation worked into it.
We had rental cars.
And I was thinking, well,
Garrett had that set up that worked real, that part.
But from the economic.
The Brick Hotel has approached them about, you know, giving them good rates they could stay here and all that. They haven't had anybody yet.
To a NASCAR group, though, whether they get $10 off on their motel room is not going to make a difference to them. I think they're more interested in getting in and getting out after the race is over. So would it be a benefit if somebody like yourself, Dave, maybe approached Dito or, you know, somebody approached Dito and say, look, we're trying to pull the NASCAR group. Dover doesn't need to generate any economic development. So, you know, to help us, why don't we maybe get like a DART to have a specialized route, run a bus.
Yeah.
But it needs to come from your guys also for economic reasons.
Yeah, you got to give, incentives are another thing that we're working on.
If they have a designated bus that they can get on and go right after the race.
I don't think they had any problems getting from Dover to here. I mean,
and it comes different times.
Yeah, I mean, with the rental cars, I mean, those guys, you know, they get the special lanes up there and everything, and they get here pretty quick. If you've ever been here when they all show up and stumble out, the beer cans fall out of the car. I'm serious. That's what happens. And, you know, the cars end up in every which way. But
that's only the winners.
And actually, you know, the guys that you know, that go to the same place down in Concord or wherever it is, you know, people that left from here got there before the people that left from Dover. So it's, you know, the total t-